Well, hello guys, it's Solo Man here. No, I don't know about you because I'm an older man, but I'm getting a bit tired of femons stripping off everywhere you look. It's almost a pandemic, isn't it? And you're getting these femons who are walking around in public almost naked too. I mean, where is their dignity or their class? Guess they ain't got none. So it's pretty obvious what they're advertising, and that is sex, isn't it? And all this stripping off is obviously directed towards the men. But of course, if you ask the femon, that's not the case at all. Of course, we know that's a lot of bullshit, don't we? But femons are completely unaware, as they always have been. They obviously think that men just want sex. Because the femons aren't offering really anything else, are they? And of course, if we was in the caveman days, that would probably be enough. But we've evolved since then. A man doesn't really want mindless sex and nothing else. That gets boring very quickly. But all the femons walking around are really just walking vaginas, aren't they? And it's no wonder that men are looking at sex bots as a replacement for femons. The sex box will probably have more personality and character than the modern femon of today. Most femons of today are so wrapped up in themselves and love themselves so much, they're completely oblivious to how bad they're failing. And it is no wonder that men and young men are walking away from these crazy femons, because they're only offering sex. And once the sex is over, what else? There's nothing else. Except maybe drama. And I can't imagine being a father in today's world of a femon who is 16 or 17 years old and watching her join the trashy cult. And the feminists sell it to them as if, oh, you're free now. But they're not free. They're just disgusting. I mean, most men are not impressed with the modern world, are they? Because the modern world seems to be moralless. The men are supposed to still have morals, but the femons don't have to. But it does prove one thing, doesn't it? No laws or regulations or morality for femons allows them to be what they want to be, what they really want to be inside. So that means that in every femon, there's a whore trying to get out. Femons themselves have destroyed their own value, have tarnished their look, have cheapened and degraded themselves. And man has stopped buying. He's found far more important things to spend his time and his money on, instead of something that is transient at best. But for the femons, the show goes on, but it's getting more and more difficult to sell the tickets. Men are far deeper than femons ever thought. Men are versatile, not like femons. One-trick ponies. Fly straight, men, and fly high. Take it easy.